From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. House has approved an additional $2 billion infusion of stimulus money to keep cash for clunkers in business. It's aimed at giving customers more time to trade in gas-guzzling vehicles for more fuel-efficient vehicles using up to $4,500 rebates. Today, President Obama noted the program's sudden success in boosting auto business.
Not more than a few weeks ago, there were skeptics who weren't sure that this Cash for Clunkers program would work. But I'm happy to report that it has succeeded well beyond our expectations and all expectations, and we're already seeing a dramatic increase in showroom traffic at local car dealers.
The White House is also taking in some good news about the overall economy. The government reports the U.S. economy shrank at a slower-than-expected pace over the spring, as NPR's John Itzty reports.
The U.S. economy declined at just a 1% annual rate in the second quarter of the year. That's a huge improvement compared to the first 3 months of 2009. During that period, according to a revised estimate, the economy tumbled downward at a 6.4% annual rate. The improvement came as cuts by businesses slowed and government spending helped support economic activity. Trade also improved. Still, the economy declined for the fourth quarter in a row for the first time since 1947, when the government began keeping GDP records. The GDP is a measure of all the goods and services produced in the U.S. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
Despite strong opposition from the Roman Catholic Church, the Italian government has approved use of the drug RU486, but ruled that it can be administered only in hospitals. NPR Silvia Poggioli has this from Rome.
In a 4-1 decision, the Italian drug agency ruled that the pill can only be taken up to the 7th week of pregnancy and not up to the 9th, as is the case elsewhere. RU486, which terminates pregnancy by causing the embryo to detach from the uterine wall, is already available in several European countries. Approval in Italy had been delayed by opposition from the Catholic Church, which opposes abortion and contraception. Archbishop Rino Fisichella, head of the Vatican's Pontifical Academy for Life, said that while the drug may be less traumatic for women, taking it is still abortion. Another top official of the Vatican Academy, Elios Grecia, said that under church law, women taking the pill and doctors administering it incur automatic excommunication. Abortion has been legal in Italy since 1978. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Ranking Democratic Senator Chris Dodd of Connecticut reportedly has early-stage prostate cancer. He is scheduled to undergo surgery during the Senate's August recess and fully expects to return to work. This is NPR News. At least 28 people are dead from a series of explosions near several Shiite mosques across Baghdad. Scores more have been injured. There are also reports of violence in other parts of Iraq that caused several casualties. A student at Boston University may have to pay as much as $4.5 million to the recording industry. A federal judge found him guilty of infringing copyright by swapping music online. NPR's Netta Ulaby has details.
Joel Tenenbaum is a graduate student in physics. He's also one of about 30,000 people who've been sued by the Recording Industry Association of America for downloading and sharing copyrighted music online without permission. Most people settle for a few thousand dollars, but Tenenbaum chose to fight. His case was taken on by an all-star team of Harvard law professors and their students who believe the music industry has overstepped its legal bounds. On the stand, Tenenbaum admitted he illegally shared 30 songs. A jury will decide how much he'll have to pay in damages to the record labels that own them. Each song could cost Tenenbaum up to $150,000. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The 7 astronauts of Space Shuttle Endeavour are back on Earth. They made a safe landing this morning in Florida after 16 days in space. Endeavour went to the International Space Station to help install the final piece of Japan's $1 billion research lab. Astronauts also joined those already on the orbiting outpost with much-needed maintenance. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 36 points at last check at 9,191. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.